This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah. Wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa ala. Today's dua is the dua of Sulaiman alayhi salam, the Prophet of Allah, Sulaiman, who, as you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him a great kingdom and kingship. He had the control over great armies of mankind, jinn, and also of birds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had subjected them all to his command. And in addition to that, he had many other virtues. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send him our peace and blessings and prayers unto him and his father and all the righteous prophets of the past. His dua was, Rabbi awzi'ni an ashkura ni'matika allati an'amta alay wa ala waliday wa an a'mala salihan tardah wa adkhilni bi rahmatika fi ibadika as-salihin. My Lord, give me the ability, give me the guidance, help me to be grateful to you and to show gratitude for the ni'mah, for the blessings that you have given to me and to my parents, and that I should be able to do righteous deeds which you are pleased with, and put me amongst, make me enter amongst your righteous slaves, or your slaves which are chosen. And this is obviously a very humble dua from Sulaiman alayhi salam, when he says that, put me amongst your righteous chosen slave, because he is those righteous, amongst those righteous slaves, but he is asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that ni'mah. So this dua helps us to remember the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his virtue, his rahmah, his ni'mah, and to be grateful to Allah. But like we had mentioned in previous lessons, that the gratitude to Allah is in itself a blessing which needs a person to seek it from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So try to make that dua regularly. Rabbi awzi'ni an ashkura ni'mataka allati an'amta alayya wa ala waliday wa an'amala salihan tardah wa adkhilni bi rahmatika fi ibadika as-salihin. Inshallah, we will make a dua to end this session.